Talk Live. You take control of these airwaves. We are launching into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac, so stay tuned for that opportunity. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark. Once again, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you get to control the content of the website. You find something online that you think is pretty interesting. You want to share it with the rest of our listeners. You submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestions. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning more people will see them, including us, making it more likely that we'll talk about your suggestion as well. You can go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Of course, there is still a lot to discuss here, but we will take your phone calls about anything. That is, of course, the primary element of this program at 800-259-9231. And since we're talking about secession in the last hour, Mark, I know you had a piece about Arizona, apparently. So there's a bit of a secession movement there, or that's what you—that's a term you used.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Got me excited.
There's let me read this to you. This is from azcentral.com. Members of the state legislature, including Arizona's de facto governor, Senate President Russell Pierce, have introduced a bill, and I don't know what that means. I think you have to be in Arizona to get that. Maybe it's a joke. Arizona's de facto governor, Senate President Russell Pierce, have introduced a bill that essentially would have Arizona secede from the union without officially doing so.
Really?
It's called SB 1433. It creates a 12-member committee within the legislature that would vote by simple majority to nullify in its entirety a specific federal law or regulation that is outside the scope of the powers delegated by the people to the federal government. Committee members themselves would decide this, then pass along their recommendations to the full legislature. If, in turn, a majority of state lawmakers go along with the committee, then, according to the bill, this state and its citizens shall not recognize or be obligated to live under the statute, mandate, or executive order.
Well, that's a nice thing to say, but it seems more like a political maneuver to me for him to be able to run for re-election. I mean, how often is that actually going to happen? How often is the state government actually going to say to the federal government, yeah, we're not going to follow those regulations. Oh, you're going to take away our money from us? Well, never mind. We're going to go ahead and just follow them. Because usually these federal government programs have a bunch of handouts that go out to the states where they say, well, you've got to do what we say because we're giving you this money. And you don't want to lose that now, do you, state government bureaucrats?
The fact is that most of the time when you talk to these the representatives, at least the only ones I've ever talked to have been in New Hampshire. Not too many representatives in Florida really. I guess I did talk to one. Really cared what I had to say, but what they'll be concerned with what the federal government thinks about a particular issue or something like that. And it really doesn't have to do with handouts. It has to do with what do they think. Oh, they wouldn't like that.
Usually in regards to their immigration bill, which has been ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court, isn't that right?
I believe so. I don't know if it's the Supreme Court, but I don't know.
One of the circuit courts.
Someone has had some trouble. The federal government has certainly had trouble with Arizona over this. And I think that what this shows, maybe, is a certain level of change in people's minds in the state of Arizona over who's in charge of what. Because Arizona currently is going against what the federal government wants in the area of immigration. I don't support it. I'm not for it, but I do understand. I'm excited that a state would tell the federal government, look, we're just going to have a little committee here. It's going to decide whether or not your laws are valid in our state.
I
think that's a step in the right direction, Ian, and I'm not gonna pee in their Cheerios over it.
Isn't that what a republic would actually be? Wouldn't the idea of a republic be that each sovereign state would decide on which federal laws they would observe and which ones they wouldn't?
I don't know what a republic is. I mean, honestly, I don't even know anymore.
That's true.
It's just some term that somebody came up with. It means of the people or by the people. The democracy means the other one, whether it's by the people or of the people.
Well, if what you're saying is true, Mark, and that this is some sort of an indicator of the zeitgeist, so to say, the spirit of the times, that you know, if this is an indicator of that, then that's good. And I support it, although I agree with you certainly that immigration is a good, I think immigration is a very good thing, and cracking down on it is a really stupid idea. But if the idea here is that the people in Arizona are getting sick and tired of the federal government, are willing to do something about it, then I say that's great. Whether or not this actually will pass is another thing, right? This is only a proposal at this point. It hasn't actually gone through. So it would have to be approved by the full House of Representatives there. And then whether or not, if it were approved, whether or not it actually does anything would be another question, right?
Yeah,
so there's a lot that remains to be seen on this.
Look, it's you're not going to see secession in a day. I understand that. I mean,
apparently they just did it in Sudan. They voted for it. But I guess it's been years coming.
Yeah, there were like several million people died over that. And, you know, like maybe you know, I don't know how you expect to see success if the first time you hear about something, the first thing that you've got to say about it is it sucks.
Well, I tend to believe that political solutions are sucky, and I don't tend to believe politicians. And so, you know, you're going to have to show me a little bit more than just some politician grandstanding.
You know what? Who has to show something at this point is New Hampshire. New Hampshire has to show something at this point. If Arizona can come and, you know, bring out a nullification bill like this. And
wasn't there some kind of gun thing here in New Hampshire that they're working on?
Yeah, there is something that...
like a gun nullification thing?
It would be a situation where if a... basically only for guns made in New Hampshire, only New Hampshire laws apply.
That's basically a copy of what they did in Montana. Is that not correct? And they do something.
I thought it was North Dakota that did that.
Well, there was some midwestern, northern midwestern state that basically told the federal government. I thought it was Montana or Wyoming or whatever, but it doesn't matter. They told the federal government, "Yeah, go pound sand. We're going to do what we want with our guns here, and don't care what your rules are."
I fully support any state that wants to have its rights or have its own say in what the federal laws do in that state. I fully support. I think also, though, with the Arizona thing, is that they don't want to be a part of this Obamacare, the Obama medical sort of legislation that has passed. So I think that is part of the reason that this is happening. Also part of their immigration laws. And I just want to say, honestly, that I'm fine with Arizona making their anti-immigration law. Personally, I feel that each state should decide on what they want or what that community wants. And if people are bigoted and they don't like the immigration, they should go move to Arizona.
Well, you know, I'm with you on the state thing, and I like states making their own rules themselves, but I do think that they're too large of an organization. When you look at Florida, California, Texas, New York, you're talking about states that have tens of millions of people that live in them.
Sure.
So there's no way that for those state governments to represent all of those people is impossible. It's honestly impossible for New Hampshire to represent the 1.3 or 1.4 million people that live here. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not happy with the way things are going in New Hampshire. I do not feel properly represented. I felt like when I went up last week to talk to the state reps, and I actually got a chance to do that they didn't care what I said.
I thought you were too late.
It was actually I sat in the jury nullification one. I felt like all the points were made, so I didn't sit in on that one. I sat in front of a town board earlier this week, and I know they didn't listen to me. the one lady's like, I vote against whatever he just said. You know what I mean? Like right there in front of me, you know.
Yeah.
They weren't even supposed to vote until after I'd left the room. So, you know, whatever.
Well,
not represented in my little town with 1,700 people in it.
And it also seems like one of those situations where he wants to have his cake and eat it too, where he wants to decide which federal cushy sort of regulations they support and which ones they don't.
Sure.
I mean, that's fine. As far as the state wanting to do that, more power to him. If it leads towards, you know, more independence for that state versus the tyranny of the federal government, awesome. And as far as I'm concerned, more states need to be putting their foot down saying, you can't just make whatever legislation you want. You know, you have to, it has to pass our own mettle, our own test of qualifications as to whether or not we allow this to be enforced within this state or this regional area.
I also support those things when they do come about, but so far they've been pretty few and far between, and it's hard for me to get all cheery over some politician proposing something like that.
You don't need to send him any money, man. You just have to say good job.
Trust me. He hasn't done anything yet, so I'm
he's
not going to say anything.
He's proposed it. What, you think laws pass that you don't propose?
Yeah, it's just a proposal, Mark. Nothing's
been
done.
Just a crappy attitude,
just talk.
Man.
Just a politician talking. 1-800-259-9231.
It's not just one politician
you
here.
You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email. The EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com. epweeklydigest.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the various features that we have there for you, including our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com and get on the list. So we've got an email update list, Twitter, Facebook also for you. You can go and get signed up for any one of those or more than one. It's all free over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and in public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information and sign up to receive updates and reminders. It's libertarianinternships.com.
As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about anything, even if you're nuts. Let's talk to Sunfest in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Here she is for your daily dose of crazy.
Okay.
You're so mean.
About the weather change, war on everything, job hunt, which is so different than the way it's been always.
Weather change, war on everything, job hunt.
Yeah.
Right.
You can gauge that Atlantis was where New York now is, so you can see it's been moving toward an ice age. So as we enter this ice age, they're destroying.
So coherent. What's happening?
They're destroying the solar system, attacking the sun, and you know,
who's attacking the sun, for God's sake?
The jobs, Mark. The jobs are the economy.
Alex Jones talked about it. You know,
I don't listen to that show, so I can't.
You're gonna have to tell me about it because I don't know.
Okay, well, they put ice around it. You can see with your bare eye. If you look at the sun, you can see a haze around it on a clear day, too. So
wait a minute. Your claim tonight is that there's ice around the sun? Is that what you're really saying?
They've been putting ice there. They've been trying to deflect the sun's rays.
The aliens, Mark. I mean, come on. Who else?
It doesn't matter. Everything industry does is...
Of course it matters, Sunfest. That's why we're talking.
I mean, it does matter, but I'm saying it's no different than...
I must agree with Mark. Let's stop down for just a moment. Sunfest, hold on one moment. Now, who is placing the ice? Who is placing the ice around the sun?
They call themselves scientists, but science, like justice, serves the economy.
Now, how close are they actually getting to the sun in order to get the ice
to
not melt?
Let me just say what I want to say because it's...
You've been saying what you want to say for weeks now. I'm actually surprised you haven't called the show for 3 days in a row.
The solar system that they're destroying is the one that they want to go to visit Mars.
What makes you believe that humans could destroy the solar system? I mean, that's like saying ants could take down the Empire State Building. Are you kidding me?
That's not true. You keep saying that, and humans can destroy the solar system because the sun is the source of life, and it's not a million miles away. It's everything you see, hear, touch and smell, okay?
Well, you know, Fred, to some extent, what you've said there is accurate in that, you know, inside... Hold on a moment, Sunfest. I'm trying to back you up on something for once.
Yeah, it's not a million miles away. It's 93.
One of the points you made may have some level of accuracy in that the atoms, the stuff that makes us up and also the sun has been around for billions upon billions of years. I mean, the particles or whatever, atomic level, the structure of our bodies... Those things existed before we existed, so to some extent, you know, we're all connected and we all started from the same Big Bang or whatever, if that's what you believe happened. So maybe there's some truth to that.
Not only that.
Ice by the sun, I don't know about that part.
We're bonded with the...
And I was really reaching to give you some credit there. I mean, I don't really believe a word you say, a bunch of crackpot nonsense.
We're bonded with the whole cosmos, and...
That much is true.
And the durable atom. And that is what the few are going to go to. They want to go to Mars. That's no way to see Mars because the Earth and the Sun isn't bonding with the rest of the cosmos. In fact,
it's not bonding. Wait a minute. I thought everything was bonded. Hold on. Now, first you get me to agree with you, and then you go out and you say that something's not bonded. Now, is everything bonded or is it not bonded?
Yeah,
because
It is.
Let's go back to the water around the sun. I really want to know more about this.
It's all interactive.
Hold on. How is it that human scientists have figured out a way to overpower the tremendous heat output of the sun and put ice around it. Can you please explain?
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
Trying is a lot different from actually doing, isn't it, Sunfest?
I'll tell you. If they didn't do one thing, industry is already doing that.
You said there was a haze of ice forming around the sun. Did I misunderstand you?
There is too much water and oil, the Gulf spill, everything industry is doing around the clock. What you guys are reporting...
You know what you need, Sunfest? You need your own radio show.
Listen.
Can you imagine her just going for an hour?
You have
Sunfest, if we just did not interrupt you with any questions to clarify, you would just ramble on and prattle about for an hour straight. No problem.
I think you should record her and put the MP3 at the end of the show.
You can ask the questions after I say what I wanted to say.
Her show, she's already in the show, Mark. And, we don't need to double up on her.
No, we wouldn't say anything.
You let the guys talk. Without making fun of us.
No, Sunfest. We just don't have any crazy guys like you calling in that often. If there was a crazy guy calling, we'd put him on, too. We put Scott the Burnout. I mean, not Scott the Burnout, but Scott the Bigot on.
He used to work with Scott the Burnout. Your information is my crazy. But, you know, like you made fun of my using the word oligarch. Well, Max...
No, I'm pretty sure I made fun of everything you said.
If you heard Jones the other day with Max...
I'm afraid I'm going to have to miss that. Just like when I miss you. Bye. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Wow. Your thoughts, JJ?
Wow, that's just amazing. First, I think if you see something around the sun, maybe it's the atmosphere. Maybe you're looking through some haze in the atmosphere, and there's something that you see around the sun. Sure, that could be caused by industry, but more likely it's been caused by nature and like volcanic eruptions and weather patterns and... Let's see.
It's the scientists, JJ. The scientists are doing it.
No. They're
putting ice around the sun.
Sometimes if I squint and look at the sun, I can see a big cross. Do you think it has anything to do with Jesus?
I think it has to do with you going blind when you're looking at the sun.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. Please don't look at the sun.
No.
In any aspect. Wow. All right, 800-259-9231. What else do you say to that? How do you handle that?
That's all kinds of crazy.
You can only make fun of somebody like that. There is no taking Sunfest seriously. She is just completely insane.
She's not coherent. She's just tangent upon tangent. And I think
she's been a little bit more coherent other days.
This segment has been brought to you by the Totesack. You want to get the groceries carried back in from the car. Whether you are nuts or not, you need the Totesack. It will help you. It is an awesome little device, and I love it. I use it every time I come back in from getting the groceries. It makes it one trip for me. I load them all up on the Totesack, bring them back in. You can get a two-pack of these things delivered to your door if you call in now. It's 603-435-1105. Someone will win if they call 603-435-1105. There's still plenty of time for your calls. Hopefully, you'll be a little more coherent. 1-800-259-9231 is the call-in number, but if you want to win the Totesack, you have to call the contest line, which is 603-435-1105. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are there and they're free. Listening options included. We've got around the clock live streams for you, broadband and dial up versions, airing the latest episode of Free Talk Live 24/7. You can listen to those, or you can also listen to them via your telephone. Any phone that can dial long distance, you can call up our listen line at 760-569-7752. If you didn't get that down, you can just go to listen.freetalklive.com. It's written down there for you at all times. Punch it into your phone, program it in, and you've got access to Free Talk Live anywhere you go. Plus, there's, of course, our webcam as well as our free-to-air satellite channel. And in addition to that, we've also got 93 wonderful AM and FM radio stations around the country that are airing the show at various different times throughout the week. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in.
Valentine's Day is coming up, guys. You need to get creative. That's what shows your loved ones that you really care. It's Georgia's famous baklava. It's a premium walnut pastry with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. It's shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fast, fresh, and delicious. And order by Tuesday, February the 8th, and that's coming up very, very soon, to make sure that you have it in time for Valentine's Day. Check out Georgia's famous baklava at mandrick.com. It's M-A-N-D-R-I-K.com. There's no C in mandrick, mandrick.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number for you. You can bring up anything you want. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Talk to, hopefully, someone sane. Joe in Indy, listening to WXNT. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I'm not sane. Let's just start with that one. I'm pretty much, what I want to know is, you know, this is the first time I've heard you guys, and,
Well, welcome. We're on every night there in Indy from 8 to 10, by the way, just as an FYI. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to peg you guys politically.
Oh, that's not easy. Yeah, first time you've heard us, that's going to be a tough thing to do. What's your guess? Go ahead, take a shot.
No. I'm trying to, actually, I'm still on the, I want to know what your positions are on the Second Amendment, freedom of speech, abortion, and smoking pot.
Okay, that's a lot of issues. Let's start.
Second Amendment, I guess, is I think the Second Amendment is a bunch of words on paper that people wrote down in order to attempt to inscribe the right to keep and bear arms to people, and it's failed. There are 20,000 gun laws in this nation. How can you possibly not abridge the right to keep and bear arms if there are 20,000 laws that do just that? Because laws can't do anything else.
You don't have a right to bear arms, Mark. You're a felon.
Right. I don't have the right. So I mean, what happened to my right?
Right, so rights are you can't negotiate in any way. Inalienable, right?
Well,
so,
unalienable, I believe. But
well, either way,
right in the Declaration of Independence.
So yeah, I fully support the idea of having guns, and I think that I agree with Mark that there's a lot of controls on guns in this country. So the idea that there's any kind of gun freedom in this country is pretty much a joke.
The right to free speech is protected because it's people with unpopular speech that need their speech protected, not people with popular speech. So
there's also not free speech in this country either. Either because we were just talking about last night how in Orlando, Florida, they've now outlawed any kind of jury outreach within a four-city block swath of Orlando near the courthouse.
And there's more than one instance of things like that happening.
Sure, that's just one of many examples.
Free speech zones is a good example.
Abortion is always a tricky issue, right? Because, you're dealing with two very, very...
Let's talk about pot first. It's your body. You put what you want to put in it.
Yeah, that's true. And regarding abortion, I tend to believe that it's your body, so you should be able to do what you want with it. And I think that generally the government should leave people alone, because outlawing abortion will only make it more dangerous. It will not stop abortions. It will only drive it underground and bring the black market into the trade.
I'm pro-life, but I don't believe that outlawing abortion... I believe we've done that in the past here in this country, and I've seen the results, and therefore I'm not for making it illegal. However... I think that it's the ending of a human life, and I don't think that it could be described as anything else.
I think abortion is one of those issues that's better handled at a community level or even a regional level, if you want to call it state. I think different communities will have different answers to that question. I personally feel that people should be able to make their own decisions with their body in the same regard that they do with pot, or whether they want to possess a firearm, or whether they want to drink alcohol. I think they should have that choice, and they should
be ostracized maybe if people don't like that choice, perhaps, right?
Well, sure, well, there's certain communities, I'm sure, that choice wouldn't be valid.
There you go. There's your answers.
Oh, so you guys are libertarian.
Well, I wouldn't use that term personally. Libertarians.
Yeah, libertarians aren't libertarian anymore, so it's very difficult for me to call myself that.
Yeah,
you know?
People like Glenn Beck call themselves libertarian. And
Dennis Miller.
We don't have much. Yeah, Dennis Miller. We don't have much in common. So,
some things.
I would have used the term libertarian maybe about 5 years ago, but not now. I quit the Libertarian Party.
I don't use the term specifically.
I'm more of an anarchist.
I would define myself as a voluntarist.
I don't like the term anarchist.
I don't either.
I do anarchist. I thought I was an anarchist about 15 years ago, and...
Oh, appreciate hearing from you, though.
You gotta have that panel up there, Hutch.
Hey, Bordoff, can you hit that for me? I appreciate that.
What a talk show host you are.
I'm dropping the ball. Well, that's why we've got a board out there. They're on the ball here.
Did he get it?
Pick up my ball for me. Yeah, he got it. Took care of it. Sorry, man. This is talk radio. It wasn't anything personal. You just can't say the F-bomb on the air, so we had to get rid of it.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of the word anarchist and how it's been corrupted and demonized and turned into some sort of wicked word.
Are you going to save it?
I'm going to say that that's what I am, and if you don't like it, it'll tough. That's what I picked. So, right. Voluntarist, sure, but it's It's like, well, how long until that one gets corrupted?
You know what? That is such a big cop-out, JJ. I mean, how long until it gets corrupted? How's it doing so far?
It's doing well.
Okay.
But I'm trying to save the anarchists.
Well, but you can't save it. I mean, there's so many...
I can save it. It's got life left in it, man. I think that may be even more futile than trying to save the Libertarian Party. I don't know which one's worse, but yeah.
I don't think it describes the thoughts that I and feelings that I have. Anarchist means no rules, no ruler, so therefore it means no rules, and it doesn't, you know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I rule myself. Wouldn't that be called an autocratist?
The
autocracy.
This whole fear that some of the so-called anarchists put out there that, well, we can't just take a new word because it'll be corrupted in the future.
How long is
really, it's a cop-out because
it's
an excuse for it to not change. That's an excuse to, you know, to basically be a conservative. Well, we like our old term and doggone it, even though there's a bunch of people out there smashing in windows and, you know, making us look bad and talking socialism, we're still going to hold on to the term anarchist. Because, well, the other term, something might happen to it that's bad, even though nothing has happened to it so far.
Maybe I just like it because I'm a bad mofo.
Well, there's no denying that.
If you're standing there looking someone in the eye. But when you have 100,000 people listening to you on the radio and you use that term, it means something different to each one of those people. You don't have the opportunity to explain it.
I don't care if I'm looking somebody in the eye. It means something right out the gate to anybody because the word has been poisoned. That much we can agree on.
Sure.
The thing with maybe they will try to poison the term voluntarist, but until I start to see people throwing Molotov cocktails through storefront windows while wearing balaclavas and calling themselves voluntarists, I'm not really too concerned about this.
I've found many people that call themselves conservatives that believe the things that I say and I'm talking about. I found people that call themselves liberals, believing the things that I say that I talk about. If I call myself an anarchist, which does not describe me at all I'm going to do is alienate those people, and quick!
Well, I'd like to see no state, so... No ruler, no state, no rules. Individuals making choices
for themselves, no
being free,
man.
And voluntary engagement.
It's a negative viewpoint. Anarchist is something that, you know, without. You're defining yourself as something.
Well,
that
I gave
you...
a lot of positive statements with that. The only negative statement was no state. Because it's difficult to say no state in a positive manner. How would you say it?
You would say individuals being able to choose for themselves, or a voluntary association of human beings, or consensual society.
I can say that in two words, no state.
Right. Well, and some people don't understand when you say no state that you don't necessarily mean no government. A government can mean any kind of voluntary organization where you're, you know, banding together with other people in order to govern certain behaviors and provide certain protections.
1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Enough time, though, for your calls and your thoughts, which are certainly welcome. At 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops stops costly pumpouts and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Of the airwaves, dial in toll free. Even in these remaining moments, there's still plenty of time for your thoughts. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and you'll get a full list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. That's promote.freetalklive.com.
Sickle CAI, they're a collections company that does collections or layout billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. Sickle CAI is owned and operated by Jason Osborne, big supporter of the show and big supporter of Liberty. Go check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Sickle CAI.
All right, so we continue here. You can take control of the airwaves. Quick story, and then we'll tell you about a 7-year-old who's been charged with a criminal act for bringing a Nerf gun to school. But a quick story here from the streets of New York City. Remember the blizzard that happened last week? I guess there was one this week, too. But it was last. There's been all kinds of blizzards up here this year.
It keeps on coming, but I think it's been 2 weeks since the story about.
Well, there's different stories. I mean, there have been multiple blizzards, and there was a big story recently about how the New York City Sanitation Department, or the Parks Department, or whatever, the streets, the people that supposedly are supposed to plow the streets, just didn't do it. Their plow workers were on strike, and there was a big deal.
They weren't even on strike. They were just kind of doing a work slowdown. They're still getting paid.
Yeah, the, right. They were at work,
drinking
not working.
Beer.
Yeah.
While emergency vehicles couldn't get down the snowed-in streets.
People were dying because they didn't plow the streets as they were supposed to. And obviously a lot of folks were pretty upset about this, and the mayor of New York City made it like a big deal. Like, it's going to be right. We're going to fix this, and everything's going to be good. Well, it turns out that recently it still wasn't fixed, and according to CBS New York, the sanitation department is working hard to get the upper hand on this latest winter wallop that dumped 19 inches on Central Park. They've deployed 365 salt spreaders, 1,700 snow plows, and crews working 12-hour shifts to clear the streets. Sounds pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you live in certain places. For some New Yorkers, Thursday looked a lot like the day after the December blizzard. Mayor Michael Bloomberg said he learned some hard lessons from the botched effort from the holiday storm. Crews were out in force, making sure Times Square was all clear. And we're expected to have all the city's main roads plowed by the end of the day.
The problem wasn't Times Square in the last one. They made sure that Manhattan was clear.
And while parts of the city looked nice draped in a veil of white, some said it was deja vu. Despite the mayor's assurance that all the city streets would be addressed by Friday morning's commute, many residents were annoyed about the streets that plow drivers initially avoided. One resident in the Bronx said the blocks looked the same as the past time. Actually, this is like the back road. They don't usually pay too much mind on these streets. I haven't seen plows for the past 2 hours, said one man who was digging out his car and watching neighbors slip and slide through the unplowed streets. It's been clear the city was better prepared this time than during the December 26th blizzard, but not everywhere. So clearly there's still some people that are being ignored. And what did they do? Well, as a result, the people came out and started clearing their own streets. They just decided they'd had enough of waiting around for the city to do the job that they pay them to do, and they got their snow shovels and went out and literally began clearing out their own streets.
So you think the city will give them a refund on their tax money?
No, of course not. They're screwed. They're going to keep being, you know, they're going to keep demanding money from these people while not providing them with the services for which they are paying. And I just thought it was interesting to, you know, as another example, we talked earlier about the people providing for their own security after the police left in Egypt.
Yep.
And here you've got an example of the government continually dropping the ball on providing a basic rudimentary service of the removal of frozen water. And, you know, they're not getting the service. So the people decided to pick up the ball and get the job done. The story goes on to talk about how they were doing that. But good for those New Yorkers.
That's right.
Take matters into their own damn hands.
Personal responsibility.
Get the job done instead of waiting around and bitching because the city's not getting it done. Now actually having some movement beyond this would be great. Like if people decided to say, hey, you didn't clear our streets, so we're not going to pay you 10% on the property taxes or something like that. That'd be great. Unfortunately, how many people in these streets in New York own their houses
right,
where they can make a
the people
like that?
The people that pay the property taxes don't have to drive on those streets generally.
Nick is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark. Hello, Nick. Nick in Illinois.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi. Regarding the question of whether or not to use the term anarchist, I recently had success talking with someone by approaching the topic from a different perspective. I avoided the term anarchist specifically because, as someone said, it's kind of defining yourself based on a lack of something else. But when you strike the root of the issue is not about whether there should be no rules or no rulers. Because even the concept of ruling is one that I think has been defined in favor of the status position. The way I struck the root with this friend of mine was by asking him the question, what happens when one party in a population holds all the guns? What are the incentives there? Who checks whose power? And, you know, it was pretty obvious when I explained it that the only real check on the ability of the armed group, their ability and willingness to aggress is the willingness of everyone else to forego their individual self-preservation and overwhelm the sheer numbers, which is a revolution. Mm-hmm. But short of that limit, there's a broad range of abuse that's permitted. And I gave a bunch of examples, like being sentenced 60 days in jail for speaking out in court.
Certainly.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I don't think you should define yourself negatively if you can avoid it. That's why I'm not anti-war. I'm pro-peace, for instance.
I think that it might be somewhat confusing to people because they'll say, well, we have guns here in the United States, so we must not have, you know, the situation that you're talking about. One group does not have all the guns.
Well, guns, not specifically, but overwhelming force. What happens when there's a sharp disparity in the ability to use force? You get something like the Philip Zimbardo 1971 Stanford Prison Experiment.
Mm. So this person you were talking to, what was their response to some of the things you were saying?
Actually, I had a very interesting response. It was using complete agreement about the inadequacy of present democratic governments to bring about the liberation of personal rights and everything. But he says, but I'm not so sanguine that equality of power leads to stalemate and therefore civility rather than mutually assured destruction. And he used an example of, like, you know, if a criminal stops a cop and the cop gets out of his car and he just raises his hand, then there's no violence going on there. I know how ridiculous that sounds to us. Whereas he believes if the cop would draw a gun, then you'd have a shootout, everybody would die, things would be worse. And he uses a bunch of examples of from history where overwhelming force resulted in peace because there was no ability to make war.
Well, you know, let me, there may be some examples of that, but it kind of reminds me of a time when I told a person, you know, about, basically property taxes being a threat to take your house and that kind of thing. And the person said something to the effect of, well, I wonder how many people have actually let their house go into foreclosure or, you know, let the government take their house because of they didn't want to pay for such and such. And
not many.
That's like saying how many people have said, go ahead and shoot me because I don't want to give you my wallet. I mean, how many people are really going to do that if they believe that the crook is going to shoot them? They're likely not going to play that bluffing game. And people have every reason to believe that the government will take their home if they don't pay their property taxes. So it's, it's kind of it doesn't make much sense, the suggestion that simply because you have a situation of stability or a lack of reaction on one party's side that you actually have peace. Peace can't be brought about through threat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Nick, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Mark, I know you had something about a 7-year-old going to being actually charged with a criminal act, a misdemeanor. Can we hold that till tomorrow night?
Sure, hold on.
That here? I'll give you a quick corrupt cop story instead. In Benton, Illinois, this is from StopTheDrugWar.org. Again, they put these out every single week. The former Gallatin County Sheriff was sentenced to life in prison on January 19th for trafficking marijuana on the job and conspiring to have potential witnesses killed. Former Sheriff Raymond Martin had been jailed since May of 2009 when federal agents arrested him on marijuana dealing charges. He went down after the man he was selling pot to decided he wanted out, and Martin said he could make him disappear. The dealer instead went to the DEA and became a cooperating witness. While in jail awaiting trial, he conspired with his wife and son to kill witnesses set to testify against him. He was convicted on 15 counts, getting 2 life terms on weapons charges and numerous 10 and 15-year concurrent sentences.
It's the class system at work where the police can do whatever they want and they can make people disappear.
Almost always. It's very, very rare that they will get caught, and it's a perfect example of how high up, how high level the drug war corruption will rise.
That's right.
This man was the county sheriff, and he is not alone in his drug trafficking. Let me tell you, he's not the only sheriff out there that has ever been busted or is currently dealing drugs. They have a very good position to do it from. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.